Well, hello. Well, the media and the weather people, if nothing else, they're predictable. A couple of days ago, we were advised to stay in. Danger to life. 70-mile-an-hour winds. But now we've been advised to stay in again. Hell, when are we ever going to go out and get our food? No, they said you should stay in, not go out, early morning or evenings, because the temperature's going to drop. Minus 10. And there'll be snow and ice. Sounds like a mild winter in Canada. And they're calling it an Arctic blast. Or probably a snow bomb. And this upturned car is actually in Scotland, where they receive more snow every year in the winter anyway, because they're up north, aren't they? But I'll put a link to the news item who's scaremongering, you know. I think I remember seeing a film where the weather dropped to 100, minus 100, that's right, and anybody who walked out into it froze immediately. That's what they're trying to get across to us. That could happen. And of course, this time the NHS has got involved. Oh, you know, it's nice to be looked after so well. And UK is a mother state, daddy state, grandmother state. It's just in a goddamn state. Of course, the UK doesn't do well if it snows, even just a little bit. People here have no actual experience in driving in the snow, and they just slide all over the place. And it's generally because they're slamming on the brakes. And as us Canadian drivers know, you stay away from the brakes. Because once you start sliding in the snow and ice, the only time you stop is if you hit something, like a tree or a car. Of course, I could be in danger because I don't have any Peroni. That means I'm going to have to brave the weather to go out, and I may not come back. But I guess at least if I'm thinking of going or I can't move anymore because I'm too cold, I can always crack one open, I suppose. I wonder what the next trauma is going to be in the news. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. But it's all just trying to create panic. If all of a sudden this channel goes quiet, you know what happened, don't you? See ya.